Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Really, the best way to describe the New World Order gang is Devil Force. And whether you believe in the physical devil or not, I mean, they act like it. The avarice, the love of power, the love of killing innocents, the love of poisoning the public, the power trip of it all. I mean, think, what would the ultimate control freak do? They would seek to take control of education, dumb everybody down, and then take control of your health and poison you and limit your lifespan in the name of saving the earth, which they've been pushing for 100 years under their eugenics operation. Let me go ahead and just read this article in its entirety, and I hope you get this out to everyone. But I would tell Paul, go ahead and add quotes from David Rockefeller's last biography where he admits he wants to destroy the U.S. Go ahead and add some Carol Quigley quotes, because I want him to understand this is a unified front. And I want the police and bureaucrats to know that enforce all this, you're destroying your entire future. I mean, you are, when you stab us and beat us and imprison us, you're imprisoning yourself. Just know that. That's why they tried to make us immoral and evil and petty, so they could create the force they needed to carry this out. Very scientifically done. You got to hand it to them. Nobody said they weren't smart. Elitist Blueprint for World Government Revealed. A new book written by a leading globalist luminary provides a blueprint for how 6,000 elitists plan to completely end national sovereignty, impose a system of global governance, and how they will deal with an international network of people that resist their agenda. The book is Superclass, The Global Power Elite and the World They Are Making by David Rothkopf. And it goes on. It is a manifesto for how the elite plan to shape the course of the planet and impose a new world order while combating the inevitable, quote, global network of anti-globalists who will rise up against it. The author of the book, David J. Rothkopf, is a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. And we had, of course, the hearings, the church hearings in the 70s about that, where they brought all their documents out, where they planned world government, planned get rid of the family, total eugenics, staging wars, staging starvation. There is, of course, Senators, head of the committee, film online on Google, testimony. You can go watch it all. It's diabolical. The author of the book, David J. Rothkopf, is a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and has previously served as the Deputy Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade during the administration of Bill Clinton before he became Managing Director of Kissinger and Associates in January of 96. Absolutely key group there. So he's a head guy at three major nexus points. This is a top guy. This is a manager for the Rothschild, Rockefeller, Sachs, Coburg, Gotha crime axis. And don't give me they don't run things. I mean, I remember articles 10 years ago saying Rothschilds didn't exist, that they never existed and it was made up. London Guardian headline: McCain accused of accepting improper donations from Rothschilds. A Salon.com review alarmingly details the brazen premise of Rothkopf's book. A global elite now run the planet and have usurped the power of national governments while ensuring laws constrained by borders are all but obsolete. So they are lawless, you understand. More laws on us, total regulation and control, control freak bureaucrats on our back, but for him, nothing. For them, nothing. Each one of them is one in a million. This is a quote. They number 6,000 on a planet of 6 billion. They run our governments, our largest corporations, the powerhouses of international finance, the media, world religions, and from the shadows, the world's most dangerous criminal and terrorist organizations. This is just like Gary Hart coming out and saying the U.S. stages the terror attacks. And then we got him on tape to admit it again. See, he comes out and says, yeah, Bin Laden's. He's one of us. I'm going to read the rest of this when we get back. And then they laugh and say, but you slaves don't read.
Die. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there are fine to strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, while we're on this subject, I forgot to tell John during the break, cue up the last minute or two of that Gary Hart confrontation, because he said, they pull out the letter, at the point where they pull out the letter, and they say, you wrote this letter to the leaders of Iran saying the U.S. would stage terror attacks as a pretext for war. And he says, no, I didn't. And then he goes on to say, what I did was write a letter to them and publish it in the Huffington Post saying that our government will stage terror attacks as a pretext to attack them. See, it's all doublethink. It's all, they have hundreds of different programs. It's well known as Delphi. There's variants of that where they say, we're not putting a toll road on MOPAC. We're putting a toll road on MOPAC. It's all psychological warfare, so we're going to play that. Let's go ahead and play that now. Then I'll get back into Elitist Blueprint for World Government Revealed, where he says Bin Laden is one of us. I mean, you see the arrogance where Hart writes a letter saying we stage attacks, do what we say. And then when confronted domestically where he doesn't want that information out, he says, I didn't say that. The whole clip's 10 minutes long. He says, I never called for a world government. I called for a world government. I never said New World Order. I only said I wanted a New World Order. Y'all go watch the whole clip. I mean, it is a education in how they operate. But it's because we're so weak-minded this has happened. We've been trained. Our ancestors would go into rages at stuff like this. Not us. Once you train yourself to accept lies, it's like a little mental trick you play. Or Orwell called it doublethink or crime stop. Google those terms. Learn them. And learn the control you're under. Let's go ahead and play Gary Hart.
Recently wrote a letter to the president of Iran in which you urged him to study the Gulf of Tonkin incident.
which we now know was a staged event used to justify war with Vietnam. And you also raised the question, does America provoke provocations? Sir, was this not an...
When did I do that?
I have the letter right here, sir, if you want to read it. I have it on me right here. Sir, I mean, that's mainstream media. It's been published in many publications. Do you deny writing that letter, sir?
Stop right there. On the video, you can see it. He denies it. He said, I didn't write that letter. And then he pulls it out. He says, sir, I have it. And Hart says, do you have it signed? And he looks totally guilty and then has this demonic smile. I mean, he looks like something out of a Clive Barker movie. Well, they are. These are crazed killers, folks. You realize who Gary Hart is? He's a top strategist. He wrote the Homeland Security Plan. He predicted the 9/11 attacks before they happened. Of course he did. Now listen to him. Listen to how he denies it and then admits it. Again, these are deceptive creatures. Back to it.
Publications. Do you deny writing that letter, sir?
I don't deny anything. I haven't seen the letter.
You said, I can read it to you right now. Okay. You said, presuming that you are not actually ignorant enough to desire war with the United States, you might be well advised to read the history of the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898 and the history of the Gulf of Tonkin.
I'm sorry, that was a blog on Huffington Post. I did not literally write a letter. It was a mock letter. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Sir, was this not an outright threat veiled in doublespeak that the United States could stage an event to go to war with Iran?
No.
Then
what I was tongue-in-cheek saying was that we have an administration in Washington that is dying for a reason to bomb Iran. And so in a mock blog letter to the Iranian government, not the president, but the Iranian government.
Hit pause. Back it up a minute. It's not called a mock letter. He's trying to back up his previous lie. It's called a open letter, a public letter, and you know full well it was a public notice on a website receiving about 1 million visitors a day and then put in major newspapers. It was a open letter, kind of like when you're going to seize somebody's property or when you've declared adverse possession. You got to put a notice in. These vampires have very strange rules. They follow ancient Roman civil law, and they always tell you what they're going to do, repeatedly. Let's go back to it.
I did not literally write a letter. It was a mock letter. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead. Sir, was this not an outright threat veiled in doublespeak that the United States could stage an event to go to war with Iran?
No.
Then
what I was tongue-in-cheek saying was that we have an administration in Washington that is dying for a reason to bomb Iran. And so in a mock blog letter to the Iranian government, not the president, but the Iranian government, I just simply said, unless you people want to be bombed, you better be careful about cross-border incursions. And I think I explicitly said, keep the Republican Guard or the Revolutionary Guard or whatever it's called away from the Iraqi border. I was trying to communicate to the American people what our own government was trying to plan, and that was to find a reason for bombing Iran. And I was simply saying, in effect, to the American people through this mock letter, be very careful about this administration creating a USS Maine incident or a Gulf of Tonkin incident that would justify bombing Iran. That's all.
Okay. WeAreChange.org, Infowars.com. You can go watch the whole video. So they said, sir, you were telling them that the U.S. government could stage a Gulf of Tonkin or USS Maine. No, that's not what I said. What I said was is they could stage a Gulf of Tonkin or USS Maine. That's all Delphi technique. You can go take it. A lot of corporate groups put it out. It'll pay thousands of dollars just for the short course. There's even clips of it online. You notice Mayor Koch did that with me. They will correct minutia, correct you repeatedly, twist things, change meanings to get you off balance. It's all for the main Delphi technique is to say, we're having a public meeting to hear what you want. And then everybody comes to the meeting and says, we don't want to hand our water district over to some German company and have them double prices. And then at the end of the meeting, no matter if 500 people say they don't want it, they go, we've heard what you wanted. And we've heard now that you want the German company to take over. And then everybody just kind of goes, huh? I mean, it's just they use techniques on you. And I personally have had enough of it. Now, let me get back into Superclass. The reason I played that heart there is because that's what this guy's saying. It's all veiled. He said in the letter, this is to the Iranian government. And then the We Are Change says, oh, you wrote it to Ahmed Energy. And he said, no, the Iranian government. Okay, the president isn't the government. Again, playing semantical games. But they don't. That's meant for a foreign government. That's meant for governments that know. I mean, it isn't just Iran saying 9/11 is an inside job. It's the former Italian president for 7 years, a former intelligence chief, German former minister of defense, members of parliament, U.S. congressmen, state senators, on and on and on. I mean, it's former CIA section chief of Europe, Bill Christensen. You realize what a CIA section chief of Western Europe is? That's the most important position as a section chief, Bill Christensen. Do you understand it's an inside job? That's what they do. They just throw it in your face. They know the whole world knows. So it's like, yeah, you better do what we say. We're going to stage something. You think because 80% of the people in the U.S. don't want a war that we won't stage something and have one with you? It says it in clear writing. And then Hart with doublespeak says, I didn't say that we'd stage an attack. I said we'd stage an attack. You realize they still have news articles saying the Bilderberg Group doesn't exist? While this guy is in Salon Magazine bragging about how Bilderberg and how Bohemian Grove run it all? Over gay porn stars and fine wines, they run the world. I mean, it's unbelievable. Who could have thought our planet would be run by these people? I mean, it's like David Frum on video running up, and he literally ninnies over and starts slapping at the camera. I mean, just literally ninnying around. Can't we beat these people? Do we have to all be their slaves? A bunch of ninnying chicken necks? With all our men following their orders, doing whatever they say? But why? Because they're private bankers and own everything? I'm sick of it! Let me read what this enemy of America had to say. I found this disgusting quote. Each one of them is one in a million. They number 6,000 on a planet of 6 billion. They run our governments, our largest corporations, the powerhouses of international finance, the media, world religions, and from the shadows, the world's most dangerous criminal and terrorist organizations. They are the global superclass, and they are shaping the history of our time, states the promo for the book. This, and he goes on to say, Osama bin Laden is among us. Knowing that maybe 20,000 people are going to read this book, you'll try to tell your neighbor and they'll go, books, I don't read those. You're some kind of weirdo. You know, there are cases I see all the time where they call SWAT teams on people. It was a case just in Indiana. I saw one in Georgia a few months. I see them all the time. It's always the same MO. You'll have some guy who owns a pool cleaning company or a guy who owns a construction company. They're usually upper middle class. You know, they'll be in a five-bedroom house, their wife, kids, and they'll go over and tell the neighbors, we're about to have a depression, better buy storable foods and some firearms. The neighbors think it's illegal, call the cops, and the cops go ahead and respond to that and go ahead and SWAT team them and say, we found 25 guns and 10,000 rounds of ammo. And the news goes, oh, my God, a devil arsenal. And then they later let the guy go and nothing happens, but it's on the news that hardcore criminal had storable foods and 25 guns. You go show your neighbor this guy's book, they'll think you're bin Laden. You'll go, hey, this guy says that globalists are setting up world government using terror. Well, you're going to terror me? You're going to terrorize? I mean, folks, I've talked to people. You're not a terrorist, are you? Well, you're talking about terror. Oh, God. I've got an Al-Qaeda next door. No. They're Al-Qaeda. Shut up. I'm calling the cops.
Officer, there's an Al-Qaeda next door. He's blonde hair, blue eyes. Save me. His kid's in the backyard playing alone. Call CPS.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
The next stop that we make will be England. Tell all the folks to run up in China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on
ceases to amaze me. That we could have such horrible, wicked people running our lives, bragging and laughing at us. Doing whatever they want to us, killing us. Killing us. in staged terror attacks and bioweapons operations. But we still follow their orders. We do what they tell us to do. We get in line. We submit to it because they give us petty power. And so as long as we get to have our petty power, so what if we die of bioweapons they've implanted in us? So what? So what if they destroy our dollar and our savings? So what if they destroy our future and our country? Doesn't matter. It's good to be a slave, you know? The threadbare notion that Rothkopf's book is a critical and impartial investigation of the global elite can be rejected out of hand by just looking at the author's biography. In reality, he is a cherished leader. Oh, yeah, the head of Kissinger Associates? That's the very tip top. Throughout the book, Rothkopf fawns over the global elite, of which he too is a member. The Salon Review notes his palpable thrill at recognizing CEOs, oil company executives, and Harvard professors on his way to a fondue restaurant in the globalist enclave of Davos, Switzerland, as his obsession with listing every banal achievement of each elitist he speaks with.
Well, he runs this entire area, he runs that area. We control everything, you know, I'm so powerful. Oh, we're taking over all their liberties and freedoms and their governments, and they have no say.
He, by the way, he says that here. We have all that.
And the slaves, oh, it's
disgusting. And they know that it's going to get worse and worse for us. He talks about that, so that's why we all got to be tracked and traced so we can be shut down. Won't be able, your car won't start, won't be able to get in the taxi, won't be able to follow them, won't be able to do anything. Huge development news just happened. I have to suspend everything right now. Get the Deborah Jean Palfrey interviews ready. I think I interviewed her 3-4 times. She's dead. Oh, man. Kind of like when Ken Lay got convicted, they thought he might shoot his mouth off, so he ended up having that heart attack up in Colorado at Vail. Fox News, Florida police believe suicide victim is D.C. madam. Deborah Jean Palfrey, the 52-year-old woman, known as the D.C. Madam. By the way, she said on air she would never commit suicide. She said on air that even if she was convicted, she'd never give up. And I guarantee you she was getting ready to release some names. They're probably going to kill people around her who they think she may have talked to now. Look for a string of suicides there. Deborah Jean Palfrey, the 52-year-old woman known as the D.C. Madam, is believed to have committed suicide at her mother's home in a trailer park in the Tampa area. Tarpon Springs police told FoxNews.com. Palfrey was found guilty on April 15th by a D.C. grand jury, a jury of racketeering and money laundering related to her operation of a house of prostitution. Palfrey had threatened to reveal the names of her clients, many believed to be high-profile and business figures. She said that it was Dick Cheney, but that she wasn't ready to openly say it. She said on air, probably Cheney, but I'm not ready to say that yet. Well, you should have, hon. God, they killed her, boy. She's kind of like that Palestinian activist about to get his doctorate, trying to bring food and books to Palestinian children. They cut him open all over his body, tortured the hell out of him, drowned him with duct tape all over him, tied up. And Austin police are good boys. Good boys. They said he killed himself. Good boys. You did your job. Now take your vaccine. Your government loves you. Palfrey was found guilty on April 15th of a D.C. jury. Many believed to be high-profile political and business figures, and prosecutors went forward with her case. She dead. 1956 to 2008 was former owner of Pamela Martin and Associates. The United States government alleges was a prostitution service in D.C., she was charged with operating a house of prostitution. Palfrey claims the services were offered were legal. She has been nicknamed the D.C. Madam by the news media. She was found guilty by a D.C. jury on all counts. She committed suicide on May 1st, which, by the way, is the high satanic holy day of them all. Baphomet pleased. Well, I wonder if she shot herself in the back of the head a couple times.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at SurviveMartialLaw.com. Protect your family.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Come, you masters of war, here that build the big guns, here that build the death planes, here that build all the bombs, here that hide behind walls, here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old.
Yeah, these old men that run the New World
you
Order.
You lie and deceive.
Gary Reb gets a Pulitzer Prize for exposing the fact the CIA brings in narcotics and they double tapped him in the head and said it was a suicide. They killed this local Palestinian activist, cut him all up, duct taped him, slaughtered him, and said it was a suicide. We talked to people, the people that washed his body at the Muslim Center. He'd been tortured and cut to pieces. And we also know people at TV stations that heard the live feeds. When the cops fished him out, they said, oh, this guy's been murdered, all cut up, hands, legs bound. George Humphrey's in the studio with us. And now Florida police believe suicide victim is D.C. Madam. She had said on this show that, Dick Cheney could have been one of my clients, but I'm not going to release that information. I'm going to go ahead and fight this in court. And she threatened to release the names of the hundreds of big clients she had in D.C. And, man, they went ahead and convicted her, and there's no doubt they've murdered her. On air in several interviews, and we have a small staff, but we're going to dig it out. Our listeners can go into the three interviews we had with her. We had the last one about a month ago. I'm going to air that in the last 30 minutes of the show today. She was just absolutely clear. I will never commit suicide. I will fight this. If I'm convicted, I will not commit suicide. I will never kill myself. And she made that clear repeatedly. So listeners, go into the YouTube videos, the audios out there on the web. Help us find it. Call into the show. Tell us where it is. I got John Harmon trying to find it. I think it's in the last interview. I got people at the office trying to find it. I want to say again, I am not going to kill myself. I am not going to kill myself. George Humphrey, former city council member, economist, author, documentary filmmaker. I've been fighting the New World Order for 15-plus years. Deborah Jean Palfrey, we just learned right at the end of the last segment, is dead. Thanks for coming in.
It's, as always, it's great to be here. God, for those of you who are afraid to get involved in the fight against the New World Order because you might be ostracized or you might lose some friends, get over it. Just there are so many vibrant, wonderful, alive people. And just in this last, just coming to Alex's office, this is the star command. The energy here is so great. Alex, it is just such a pleasure to be here. You know, your passion for life, is so wonderful. And, you know, sometimes you yell and scream and turn people off, but you know what? After they listen to you, they get into it.
Well, people do instinctively know that I'm telling them the truth, and they check out the facts.
Yeah.
And I love life so much, I'm willing to give mine up for other people.
Well, first of all, you're not going to be giving your life up. You're creating more life, and by, you know what? There is no defense against the New World Order. The only way to deal with this is to go forward, tell the truth, not be afraid. For those of you who are out there, there's nothing, I mean, you know, yeah, there are things to be afraid of, but don't be afraid. If we have it in our intention that we're going to win this thing, that we're going to turn this country around, is that we're going to restore the Constitution and the Republic. And I'm not talking about a utopia. We restore a good school system. We restore the environment. If we restore positive relationships between the police and the people, and the police actually become peace officers, when we have sovereignty in our country again, we close our borders and we take care of our own people, when we start manufacturing in this country again, these are things worth fighting for.
I want to get into the positive.
Yeah.
I want to get into the positive area, but I know that Deborah Jean Palfrey would want us to expose the fact she was
murdered.
She, in fact, she said to me privately, and I know on air, that if she committed suicide, it was murder. She was murdered. She did not kill herself. And I'm telling you, I will never kill myself. And look, I'm not afraid of them killing me, but I am afraid of them shooting me in the back of the head, blowing my brains all over the walls when my family's out of town sometime, and then saying I committed suicide. And I'm going to ask the Austin police, or if they kill me in New York or anywhere else, or any other patriot, please don't frame us. I mean, the hitmen come and kill us, and then you go along with it? I mean, that is so disgusting, George.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love your bravery. And the fact is, to be alive is to fight evil. And when these son of a guns do stuff like this, and they've been doing it for such a long time, I mean, they've been doing it for centuries. And just in the last 15 or 20 years, you know, Waco, Oklahoma City, TWA Flight 800, you know, the list goes on and on. It's cold-blooded murder. And to be alive is to be in what in India they call dharma, right action. We have to stand up shoulder to shoulder, and not ask or petition, but demand justice. And just like that fellow, who was killed here in Austin not too long ago, he was a member, he was a Palestinian. I don't know all the facts on that, but I have friends who are very good friends of his, and they said absolutely 100% he was murdered.
Oh, no. I mean, they fished him out with just tortured to death, bound hands, legs, mouth, and the first Austin police said, yeah, he was murdered, and the higher ups. I mean, God,
this is, you know, if you have this, there is forensic evidence. You can't tie your hands up and duct tape yourself and do things like that. So it's pretty clear that there was foul play and murder on this. And the fact that there is not marching in the street, that there is just not massive response to this massive injustice to this murder. It's the same thing as King Edward I when he was killing the Scots back in the late 1200s. You know, we need people who are brave hearts. People like, you know, people like Alex Jones. But, and as importantly, to the people who are listening to this, have a brave heart. And together we can stop this thing.
Well, I want to be clear, Georgie. With me, it's not even bravery. At my instinctive, spiritual, whatever mm-hmm. core, I can't control myself. I hate bullies. I hate corrupt tyrants. I mean, the sterilization, the murder of Africans and Latin Americans and us and all the eugenics they carry out against us. I mean, they hate life. They revel in hurting innocents.
Well, as you probably know, Mahatma Gandhi is one of my heroes, and I've spent a lot of time in India. But even Mahatma Gandhi, who was the king, the prince of nonviolence, said, it is better to go to war with a gun in your hand to defend your country than to be a coward and say you believe in nonviolent civil disobedience. We have to have courage to stand up against these rascals.
Now it's more sophisticated. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but that's one section. It's kind of like the Bible says, a time to live, a time to die, a time mm-hmm. to fight, a time to sow, a time to reap. You know, you've got to know when it's time to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. I mean, when it was them peacefully being beaten by the British troops, that woke up people like George Orwell, who went back and wrote books about it.
Right.
You know, he was one of those folks, guys. You know, there's a time for that when they're provocateuring. That's why we don't go out and stage terror attacks, because they have to do it to blame it on us. But if they are trying to put us on flatback trucks, take us to FEMA camps, the preachers are all over saying, turn your guns in, go to the camp, take the shot, then you don't have a choice.
Yeah, well, by then it's too late. Now is the time. We have the beauty of a little bit of time right now to organize and to first of all, to educate ourselves, number one. Number two is to create community and reaching out to dozens and dozens of other people who feel the same way that you do, and then to take steps to get into the government, to get to your city council members, to get to your county commissioners, to talk to your sheriff, to talk to people who are in other positions of power, and to demand, not ask, but to demand true justice and to stop this unbelievable slave mentality that we are experiencing.
Let me talk to John real fast, because the network selectively erases about 1 out of 20 of my shows from some glitch. Tell me Murphy's Law that last interview isn't erased. You got it. Good. Are you listening to it? Does she say, I won't commit suicide? We have that. Can you cue that up, please? Oh, he's transferring it over. Oh, God. I just... It's getting so obvious, George. I mean, it's been
obvious for the last 20 years. I mean, it just gets more and more obvious.
The Palestinian school teacher, Mr. Hamid, no criminal record, been wounded over there protesting in Palestine, giving him school books.
Oh, he was beloved at his school.
But I've now talked to his neighbors. I've now talked to people that knew him, talked to his best friend, his treasurer. There were Israelis running around with machine guns talking to neighbors. They wanted him to know they were there. This is in the weeks before he was killed.
Well,
I mean, my God, are they going to have, like, Israelis shoot me in my yard in front of witnesses, and then the media will say I killed myself? I mean, what does it take here?
Well, they caught a truckload of Israelis the day after 9/11 in Ohio with plans to blow up a nuclear power plant down in Florida.
They also caught some in Tennessee. They caught them in Mexico City.
And they were here without permits. They were on illegal passports. And lo and behold, they got a free trip back to lovely Israel. Friends, you know, I am not for or against any of the religions. I'm a friend to all of them, and I'm open to Israel. But, you know, if you don't understand is that the Mossad controls this country. It's just a fact. And unless we boot these son of a guns out, they're going to continue to play their games.
Well, I mean, killing people in Austin, it's out of control.
Yeah. By the way,
I got death threats that night, and they went in on my Wikipedia and said I'd committed suicide on my Wikipedia.
Yeah. You know that for the last 10, 12 years I've been talking to you about the, you know, we've been talking together about the Mossad and how unbelievably powerful they are.
No, I have never debated.
Yeah, you've never debated it.
I'm just simply not myopically.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that are.
It's easy to get off on a tangent and think that somebody's anti-Jewish or anything like that. And
well, it also gives our enemies ways to twist. It's effective just to get the message out about the New World Order. But since we bring that up, I want to get back to her.
And if it was Eskimos, we'd be saying the same thing. And the fact is, it's this one group of people from this one nation, and they have inordinate power in our country, and what they're doing is that they're just sucking this country dry.
Well, I want to expand on that. It's like people know my analogy on this. It's like if you have five guys that rob a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one of them's a German, one of them's a Jew, one of them's an Italian, one of them's an Eskimo, like you said. One of them's a Keebler elf. It doesn't give any one group cover to say there are other groups in the hierarchy. I mean, how do you square this? And I've got Tex Mars coming in tomorrow. I'm going to bring this up to him. He focuses mainly on Israel now. I think that's important work. I've also got Michael Hoffman on for 2 hours Friday, focusing on that. I mean, we're bringing these subjects up. We always have had Tex Mars, and we've always had Galen Ross, and I've always had you on.
Yeah.
There's no censorship, as others have claimed. I just have a wide show that covers a huge spectrum. But I want to be key. I mean, I want to be very specific on this key point. How do you square the eugenicists? Because I don't talk – people say that I talk about Nazis all the time. Prescott Bush was a Nazi. Bush Sr. did run the eugenics program. They did sign China on for IMF World Bank money to do that. They do love Arnold. So all I've ever pointed out, and there are a lot of people who love Hitler. They email me. They post on the message board. They say, don't talk about Hitler. He was good. I know too much history. I'm not even talking about skewed histories. I mean, the real history. I mean, Lord Milner wrote that they set Hitler up out of England to tear Europe up. He didn't know that. He was a wind-up toy.
Mm-hmm.
They put the communist in. All these top globalists write books, and later it gets declassified or in policy reports or Carnegie Endowment documents, that they are in control of all the groups. Just like this top globalist puts a book out saying we run all the major groups. So then it doesn't even become about this group or that group. Just the entire power structure is run. But is Israel hyper-dominant? Is it one of the top three, you know, all penultimate? It's like co-equal power with the British Anglo-American power axis, which is basically Rothschild run. Is that merged in with this whole, I mean, it's an amalgamation of this Germanic death cult, Illuminati, whatever, which goes back to Kabbalah itself and that back to Egypt. And we've had the top experts like Hoffman on about this. And so for me, it's that Egyptian dark magic system, whether you believe in that or not, that's what they believe. George Humphrey.
Well, you've brought up just a ton of issues, and we just don't have the time to go into in being very articulate.
But, I mean, I'm not supposed to talk about how Hitler did satanic rituals when it's admitted. I'm not supposed to say that there's a cult going on at Bohemian Grove.
Well, there's cults all over. And
but that's my point, is that there's more to it.
Yeah.
You know, there's another level. I mean, why did Henry Ford, why did the IBM, why is IBM funding all this now when they were Nazis? I'm just saying, why did the Zionists fund Hitler and do deals with him? You see, I'm saying there's another level.
Oh, there's so many levels, and that's why information is so important, and just to keep digging and digging and digging. And again, I don't care whether they're Eskimos or, you know, from Australia.
But specifically,
it is
true to say that the Nazis almost overthrew the U.S. in the 30s, and Smedley Butler, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, went public and exposed it. But that wasn't the Nazis. That was the Anglo-American eugenicist, which the Rothschilds contribute to. That's what I'm saying, is that Hitler, the evidence is, was a grandson of a Rothschild.
Well,
so I'm saying there's another level here, George.
Well, they're collectivist, whether they're communist or fascist, or they're collectivist, and no matter what the name is, that there are these group of people who want to centralize power under their chosen people and to control us. And that's why we're here. That's why we're fighting this stuff. That's why we're exposing.
No, it's true. Whether it's the Zionists or the Nazis or the British royal family, they all believe they have the super genes. They're the master race.
True.
They, Old Testament, need to go in and commit genocide to take over the promised land. And just like, exactly. That's what we're dealing with here.
Well, that's why we're here. And I'll tell you what, with this radio interview that you have on this woman, I think it's really going to put a good spin on it. And I sure hope that we can get some national publication on this thing, because she, just like John Tower was killed. You know, that's one of the things that most people in Texas are not aware.
They blew his plane up.
They sure did, and they blew his buddy's plane up 2 days before. I mean, this guy is a 24-year senior U.S. senator, and he was absolutely assassinated, and it got 3 minutes on national news, and it was put away. You know, most Texans have no idea that their own United States senator was assassinated, just like most people in Minnesota don't know that Paul Wellstone was assassinated. Friends, you know, as Alex is saying, this stuff is very, very, very serious. You know, they've got the velvet glove on, but they're starting to take the velvet glove off, and it's time to wake up to this.
Well, I just want to say this. We need to list all the globalists, have their names out there so they can be punished for what they've done. And, you know, they're losing their soft power. And there was a reason their older, more sophisticated predecessors had soft power. Mm-hmm. You guys really want to get into a hot war? It's not going to be pretty.
So, Alex, do you think we're going to bomb Iran in the next couple weeks?
I don't know. I've got a guest actually coming up in the fourth hour to talk about that, but let's get your take on the other side. Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam, said here that she would never commit suicide, that if she dies, they would murder her. Well, they've murdered her. We're going to got that audio coming up. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Cam Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
We're going to get into Iran. We're going to do that in the next segment, actually. This is a short segment right now with George Humphrey, FairLove.com, filmmaker, multi-time author. But right now, I want to play Deborah Jean Palfrey. This is her on the show. What was the date on this, John, the last interview with her? March 13th, 08. So this is...
Recent.
Yeah, this is like a month and a half ago. And it's now May 1st, and she's really committed suicide on May 1st. And, folks, they've got microwave resonance systems where mama's out. She's with mama. They hit her for 10 seconds. She's dead. They got stuff where they can walk up and pat you on the shoulder and you're dead. They got little bitty micro darts that dissolve. You think a mosquito bites you and you die. They had that 30 years ago. They had declassified in the 70s, by the 50s, fast-acting cancers that kill you in a month. I mean, they have got it all. Let's go ahead and play her the clip of her, the clearly murdered, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Well, the fact that you're so visible really protects you going on Larry King and other big shows, but you want to put it on record that you're not planning to commit suicide?
No, I'm not planning to commit suicide. I'm planning to go into court on April 7th if indeed we do have the trial, and I plan on defending myself vigorously, and I plan on exposing the government in ways that, you know, I do not think they want me to expose them. I want them to explain to me in open court why they came after me.
How does the FBI do this? They know you had a bunch of, you know, government and cabinet and White House and Defense Department people, and they don't go after any of them. They go after you, and then instead of just dropping it and leaving you alone,
they've made a huge mess out of this. They've made it because what I think happened is they used me. I was a hunting ground. I keep using that term because I think it's so applicable. I was a hunting ground. They thought I had something, perhaps. They were watching me for years. Again, they were not watching me for a few months. They were watching me for anywhere from 2.5 to 6 years. I was a very routine person. All of a sudden, here I go, and I abruptly quit the business. Now, if you're watching me from afar, this could be very, in a very Hoover-esque fashion, this could be very alarming. She shuts down the business. She's selling her house. She's moving. Oh, my God, what's going on? They've come flying out here to California. And it was tipped off, by the way, by a wire transfer from my bank.
That's right. They're spying. Spying on everybody. Final segment with our guest. She's the D.C. Madam Jean Palfrey. We'll be right back. This goes deep. It does go deep. And at the end of the show today, I'm going to air the whole interview. It's about 20 minutes long. And over the next few weeks, I will air the other two lengthy hour-long interviews with Deborah Jean Palfrey, unless the networks erase them again. But not John's fault, though. I mean, so much is going on. So much is happening. And I think in that same interview, see if you can find it, John. He's just a superstar. He does the job of 10 guys. See if you can find it where I said, you know, Dick Cheney. And she says, maybe Dick Cheney. And she had said, I'm going to release the big names if you're hypocrites and send me to jail. And I guarantee you, they had her house bugged. They had her phone bugged. They had her mom's house bugged. They use her cell phone to listen to you even when it's off. And the minute she said, I'm going to go public, the minute she said that, that's the type of thing that would get a helicopter to come in here and shoot rockets into this office, and it wouldn't matter what the people across the street saw. The government does stuff like that. Say a Palfrey. This is kind of dangerous stuff I do. This is what will get me killed if anything ever does. Palfrey calls here, decides to go on air with the big names. Okay, they would have a hit team en route to kill her. And they were unable to kill her before she went on the show. And they got her down. It wouldn't even matter if they said gang did it. They would cut the power off at my office. And then if I had been told by her what it was, they would just run over me in the street. You know, cops jump out, black uniform, shoot me. Wouldn't matter. The news would say I shot myself in the front parking lot. They don't care anymore, George Humphrey.
Well, it must be remembered. This has gone way, way, way back. It's pretty evident that they did the same thing to Marilyn Monroe, is that she was having a lot of trouble and she was going to go public.
And now there's a black and white film that's confirmed with a man sodomizing her.
Yeah, and also
they're using that to blackmail the Kennedys.
Is that there are several women that have been associated with Bill Clinton who also arcicided themselves. So this is nothing new, and it's today and it's right now, and it needs to stop.
Well, the Arkansides, I mean, they cut your arms, legs, and head off and say you killed yourself.
Yep.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.